850-7975 or go to getkohlers.com. Remember, nobody gives you gas like Kohlers.
.350 left in the second quarter. Vassar finally on the board with 3 points. Lakers with 22. Into the corner for Macon for three. This one's off the mark. Rebound brought in by Seth Bowles. Back in the game. 15th board for Lakers tonight. Deering to the right wing. Skip pass to the left block to Schuller. Double team. Kicks it back out to Wisner. He can't hang on to it. Brought in by Macon. And Drew Schuller steals it back at the right wing of Vassar. Headed the other way. Drew Schuller against the other number one, Noel, down to the, all the way to the baseline in the right corner. Pulls up for the 18-footer. Up, no good. Rebound Macon. Here comes Vassar, trailing by 19. 3:05 left in the first half. Macon pulls up for the mid-range jump shot, and he gets that one to fall for 2 points. 22-5, 17-point lead now for Lakers. 22-5, 2:55 left in the second. Whole slew of Lakers going to be checking into the next dead ball.
You know, the Lakers, they were at 61% the last quarter.
And Seth Bowles gets it stolen by Bogert. He goes down the lane, puts it up. He's fouled. Count the basket and one. This will be Seth Bowles' first foul. Lakers' fourth team foul. As it's now 22-7. Vassar chipping away at this deficit, which was as many as by 22.
And that's what they can do to complete the thought. So they can go ahead and chip away on this and just kind of sneak up on the Lakers. Lakers might have just, you know, dropped a little bit of intensity in this part of the second quarter. So let's see if you know how this kind of develops.
An entire platoon change for Lakers. So out there right now, we have Troy Chappell. Mason Pasek, free throws no good from Bogert, brought in by number 14 also out there. That'd be Nick Siegfried. Troy Chappell at the top of the key to Pasek, left wing. One dribble, nothing there. Finally passes it, it's actually into the hands of Gaughan. Fifth turnover suddenly in this quarter for Lakers, six on the night. And Vassar showing some light as now Nick Siegfried just picked up a defensive foul as he blocked Garrett Gaughan. This will be the fifth team foul against Lakers and the first against Nick Siegfried. Vassar inbounding on the far side, on the sideline. Trailing by 15, 22-7 to the hosting Lakers on coming home night. Into the corner to Macon. Back out to Gaughan, right wing, pulls up three. He made the one earlier. This one's off the mark. And rebound goes out of bounds to be Laker ball. 2:19 before the half is over. Lakers back on offense. Six turnovers on the night. Vassar with four. That's about the only stat that Vassar is winning in. Troy Chappell into the corner to number two. That would be James Dubes. First game on varsity. And he draws the offensive foul as Bogert set up shop on the edge of the paint, and he charged right through him. And that will be James Dubes' first foul. Sixth team foul. So Vassar the rest of the way out, shooting at least one free throw for the remaining 2 minutes and 10 seconds of this quarter. 22-7, Vassar trails by 15. Lakers showing a full court press, feeds it into Macon. Lakers retreats, Macon across midcourt. At the free throw line, all the way inside the paint, nearly loses it, kicks it out to Gaughan for three, in and out, literally in and out, can't get it fall, and rebound Pasek. Here comes Chappell, left wing, into the corner to Siegfried. Siegfried out to Pasek, left wing, pulls up the three, no good, off the back, and rebound brought in by Gaughan. Garrett Gaughan seems to be all over this court, glasses and all. Down to the baseline goes Bogert, he gets hammered. That would be at least a misdemeanor in the court of law, and he goes to the free throw line for two shots. Fouls against number 22 for the Lakers, Mason Pasek. That's his first, team seventh. At the free throw line, shooting two is Luke Bogert. Missed his first free throw on a trying to complete an old-fashioned three-point play. 1:40 left in the second. Free throws up and good. 22-8 now. Substitution for Vassar, number 10, Nicholas Koloski, as well as number 32, Jervon Wilson. They replace Stephen Hecht and Ricardo Macon.
Yeah, with 1:40 to go, it's 22-8. But the Vulcans, they can go ahead and get this perhaps under double digits. They can make a run in the second half.
Well, they're currently on an 8-0 run. Check that, a 9-0 run. as Luke Boger goes 2 for 2 from the free throw line.
Where the Lakers built their lead was going inside, and they haven't seen the paint in the last couple minutes.
And Troy Chapel dribbles a bit too much and gets stolen by Gervan Wilson. And Troy Chapel, that could have been possibly a felony.
Definitely.
Brings him down hard. And it'll be the foul against Troy Chapel. That'll be his second early foul trouble for him, team's eighth. At the free throw line, shooting two, number 32, Gervan Wilson. And it's good. So Lakers lead down to 12 now as the starters all come back in for the Lakers. As Ron Schwarzenegger, we're trying a few different things here tonight. 1:26 left in the second. 22-10, Vassar now in double digits. Lakers led as many as by 22 points about 3.5 minutes ago. Actually, less than that. Rebound, second free throw is no good. Vassar gets the offensive board, second of the night. Now Gaughan has it in the corner. Tip pass from Wisner, and it's brought in by Deering. Going the other way. Fifth turnover for Vassar. Wisner in the corner. Dribble, he's in trouble, and he double-dribbled with it. So Lakers caught with a little bit of a turnover bug. That's their eighth. Vassar caught with a flu bug as they had no school today due to illness. Lakers coming out in the press, and Seth Bowles tips it out of bounds about 88 feet from their hoop.
Coach Mayhew is not feeling all that well.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he's almost in isolation mode.
And that's not a defensive play. As Gaughan is inbounding, it looks like Seth Bowles broke the plane.
Now the question is, did they give him a warning?
Are they going to give it? It is a warning. Delay of game warning on White. Number 10, Seth Bowles. Has gone inbounds. Into Knoll. Trying to break the press via dribble. Bogert cross the timeline to the left wing. Loses footing over to Noel at the free throw line. Out to Wilson, right wing. Less than a minute to play in the first half. Down to the low post to Gaughan. Goes up.
Whoa.
Puts the basket up. It counts. And the foul to boot. Foul goes against number 34, Braden Smith. That's his first. Lakers ninth. As Gaughan now has 5 points, trying to make it 6 here with a made free throw. 22-12, Lakers lead. Now 22-13. Vassar has it within single digits now, 51 seconds before the half is over.
That's what happens when you let that one shot go down.
Brennan Wisner tries to go coast to coast and loses it. And we're going the other way. Eighth turnover for this quarter for Lakers. Wilson nearly loses it. Back up to number 10, top of the key. Kolaski to Gaughan. 34 seconds. Pops a three off the mark. Rebound brought in by Knoll. Keeps possession alive for the Vulcans. Jump stop into the lane. Can't get that jump shot to fall. Wilson puts it up from the short corner. This falls. Wilson with three, and now it's a 7-point ball game. 18 seconds left in the second. 22-15 Lakers. Brennan Wisner across midcourt. Being guarded closely by Wilson. And we have a reach in. Actually, it's going to be a carry. So two straight turnovers for Brennan Wisner himself. The ninth turnover of the quarter. 10th of the evening.
Jackson Knoll, he's the one that caused that. He's just amazing to watch out here. He's shut out, by the way, as far as scoring. But his presence is felt.
It's out there, that's for sure, as well as Garrett Gaughan, keeping Vassar in the single-handedly. 4 seconds left, Vassar on offense. Knoll takes the NBA three. It's up, and it falls! At the buzzer, Jackson Knoll hits his first points of the night, and we have a 4-point ball game at the half. It is Lakers 22, Vassar 18.
The Huron County Farm Bureau agents would like to make sure that you get to and from all the sporting events this winter safely while saving money. Everyone knows that high school sports mean a lot to the community, so make sure to go out and support your local teams. There's no better place to go this basketball season to be local and save money than Farm Bureau Insurance. Farm Bureau Insurance has been working for you since 1949 to help keep your loved ones safe, especially during the winter months. Stop by and see one of your local Farm Bureau agents. Tim Fritz in Bad Axe, Harrison Gundon in Elkton, Casey Yon in Harbor Beach, Bill Weitzel in Pigeon, and Deb Croswick in Unionville. Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.